The Thrift Savings Plan wants to serve you better, discussing the redesign of their website at their board meeting. An update for you now from Tom Trabucco. He is the Director of External Relations, or rather External Affairs, at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Tom, welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you.
Hello, Amy. Good to be with you and with you, Chris. By the way, Chris, I find it very relaxing to think about federal employee issues.
I'm sure you do. We both made a career out of it.
Okay, well, I'm glad you find it relaxing. I'm just going to knock you right out. So tell us about your board meeting today.
Right. We have a board meeting every month, as you know, and today was a particularly good one, although probably not for radio news, because we covered the new visuals involved in our website redesign. And what this is, it's been a multi-year project. We really haven't given a major redesign to the website since 1997 when we launched this one. We did some visuals a few years ago, but it was really a minor change. This is going to be a major redesign, as I said, a multi-year effort, and we'll have more functionality, more things you can do, and a more current appearance that I think, given all of the changes that have happened in the world of web over the last few years, people will find familiar.
We're past 15 minutes, for goodness sakes. It's hard keeping up.
That's right.
Talk to us a little bit about how you go about doing this, and are you going to, you know, a lot of websites are now sort of posting almost test runs and asking people to sort of, sort of test sites where people can sort of say, okay, what do you like? How are you actually going about doing this?
We're going to do exactly that, Chris. Now, we have gone through here with the help of a contractor and our own internal graphics people and design people, developing the basic outline. Then we're going to give it a test drive. We're going to start a beta group of about 5,000 people, and that's going to be in the September-October period, where they will actually be going into the newly designed website to use it, to test its functionality, its appearance, whether or not it does what they want in the fewest number of clicks possible, and it's organized in a way that is intuitive to people so that they can move through it quickly and conduct their business. We'll be taking that feedback back then from those 5,000 people and working in the changes that they suggest, and then releasing the product at some point next year.
I was going to ask when we can start looking for it, because, of course, we always link to your site from federalnewsradio.com, so we're looking 2010 then.
That's right, 2010, yes, Amy.
So you also had a mid-year budget review. How is that going?
We did, again, probably boring for people who are looking for news things, because it was pretty much on budget. Our budget for this year was $112.2 million, and we came in at this mid-year review $2.3 million below. Let me put it this way. If we continue on our spending path right now, at the end of the year, we will be $2.3 million below our budgeted amount of $114.5. So we would be at $112.2 at the end of the year.
No, we love to hear the red ink, and you're just bleeding all over the place. And
well, here's the number that has to get anyone when they go through. Of that $114.5 million budgeted amount, $85.8 million is for record-keeping activities, including security. So that gives you a sense of where the vast majority of the resources go in order to run an enterprise that conducts the business that the TSP conducts.
And we were talking earlier during the break about the different types of loans folks who are in the TSP can actually borrow. So tell us a bit about the loans.
Sure. We're not in the business, of course, of promoting the loan program or selling the loan program, but because we would encourage people to leave their money on account and invest it for retirement whenever possible. However, we do have a loan program that is available for participants who feel the need to borrow for two purposes. One is a general purpose loan, which means for, I guess, any purpose you want. You can borrow up to $50,000. There are limits placed on the amount you can take out based on the amount that you've got in your account. There's what we refer to as the IRS rules, and it's a percentage of your own contributions that you can take out, up to $50,000. You have between 1 and 5 years to repay that loan. Interest is at the G Fund rate. rate for the month when you apply. The second type of loan, again, it's the repayment interest rate is the G fund rate, but the second purpose or the second type of loan is for purchase of a primary residence. For this one, the amount you can borrow is still the same, $50,000. However, you can have between 1 and 15 years to repay that loan.
Is there some penalty or is there some downside to actually taking out a loan against your TSP account?
There are two, actually. For the general purpose loan, you're actually taking the money out of your account. So if you take a $50,000 loan out of your account, and let's say your account was maybe $200,000, that $50,000 will no longer be invested for whatever the period is that you're paying it back. It's kind of like having it invested in the G fund in that you repay at the G fund rate. However, if the C, S, or I fund happens to take off during the period that you're repaying, you're missing out on those earnings.
Right.
The second one only applies to the second downside only applies to the purchase of a primary residence loan, and that is loan interest payments are not tax deductible. As you know, the mortgage interest deduction is very helpful to many homeowners when they go out and buy a home. But if you are using your TSP money to pay for part of your loan or part of your mortgage, you're not going to get that home mortgage interest deduction on it.
Do you happen to know the numbers of whether more people are borrowing against their TSP currently because of the economic downturn, or do you have that information?
You know, I took a look at that, Amy, and it's I don't believe so. If you go back over the past 5 years, we're pretty much in the same level. Let's see, 2006, 223,000 people borrowed, 2007, 243,000. 2008, 224,000. Thus far this year, 4 months, 70,000. Again, we're pretty much on the same line.